AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The coronavirus rescue bill comes up for a final vote soon in the House. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The vote is tomorrow.
It's not going to be a problem.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the eve of what will be the president's most significant legislative achievement so far, a $1.9 trillion relief bill that includes $1,400 checks for most American households.
It is so exciting.
The president said he will sign the bill as soon as he gets it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buckingham Palace responds to the interview Prince Harry and his wife Meghan had with Oprah Winfrey.
Long in coming, short on specifics. That's about the best way you can describe the brief statement issued by the royal family. It says the allegations made by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle of racism among some in the royal clan are concerning, but as for there being a public reckoning about those attitudes, the statement says any discussion about the racial climate among members of the royal family will be addressed privately. In the interview that aired in the U.S. on Sunday, Meghan Markle said a member of the royal family raised concerns about how dark her son's skin might be. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
British television host Piers Morgan quit the Good Morning Britain program today after saying he didn't believe a word Meghan said during the interview. Biden administration press secretary Jen Psaki says there was some dog activity at the White House.
The first family's younger dog, Major, was surprised by an unfamiliar person and reacted in a way that resulted in a minor injury to the individual.
No treatment needed. Dogs are now in Delaware, but will be back soon at the White House. On Friday, the president takes part in a joint meeting with the leaders of Japan, India, and Australia as part of an effort to offset China's growing strength in the region. Officials of the four quadrilateral nations have been meeting since 2007. Friday's virtual gathering will be a first for the leaders. This is AP News. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says capacity limits will be lifted on outdoor and indoor dining, restaurants, and bars, though customers will still need to be seated and distanced. Capacity limits will also be lifted for retail businesses, religious facilities, hair and nail salons, and indoor recreation, including casinos and bowling alleys. The statewide mask mandate will remain in effect. Transportation Security Administration has seen an increase in people flying since the beginning of the month. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein.
The first few days in March already, we have seen 5 of the first 9 days already that topped 1 million passengers going through checkpoints.
Farbstein says travelers could take steps before reaching security checkpoints.
Take your wallet, take your keys, take your cell phone, and instead of putting them in the bin, put them directly into your carry-on bag because that reduces touch points between your belongings and the bin.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.